Well, these things are by the Spirit, not by the university. I think I've made my point. Let all things be done decently. Decently means decorously, or in a decorous way, in a way that is beautiful and comely. I mean, it makes a good appearance. It adorns the gospel well. It adorns the people of God well. And it makes us more... It increases the appeal. Let not things be done merely. Look, there's enough stumbling blocks in the gospel without actually creating stumbling blocks by our behavior and by the way we handle our gifts. Let things be done to build one another up. Love edifies, but knowledge puffs up. Again, if we speak tongues by knowledge, meaning I know I can speak in tongues, so I'm going to speak in tongues, blah, 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 blah. I'm puffing myself up. But if I do it out of love, Lord, I don't know how I should pray for this brother, but I pray for them. And you pray for them. Now, that's in love. That's edifying. It builds me up. And in a way, it edifies him. You know why? Because my brother, if he hears me pray that, he understands. Because he isn't an idiot. And I'm just saying that from the word idiotes, the unlearned. He understands the things of the Spirit. See, in the Spirit, I can speak things in the Spirit, and it may not edify those who are unlearned, but to the wise, it can be edifying. I've been edified by tongues of other people because I felt like I understood what they were saying and the spirit in which it was said. So, not a translation of what they said, but an interpretation. It's like interpretive dance, right? You hear some music and see people dancing. It's like, what's that got to do with what they're doing? Well, they're interpreting it. An interpretation is not necessarily the same thing as a translation. And I'm not saying that, I didn't even go into this word interpreter, what it means. And it doesn't even matter, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm just speaking in the terms of the English idea of interpretation. Interpretation can be translation. Let's see, what is it? Hermeneia? Oh, hermeneia. I've heard the word hermeneutics. It's the way you interpret the Bible. It's not really translation, right? Hermeneutics is like, they say, I remember people talk about hermeneutics, and I was like, what the heck is hermeneutics? Hermeneutics? Gosh, I hate stuff like that. Fancy-dancy words, exegesis. That's another, but those are all Greek terms, And I go into the Greek words a little bit. Hermeneutics is interpretations, how you interpret the scriptures. Same thing with how you interpret what is said in tongues. There can be an interpretation without a translation. Because in English, is that different? The translation is where I word by word take the words and I translate them into the English equivalent. Sometimes adjusting the syntax and so on and so forth. There can be different kinds of translations, right? But like a linear translation would be one where it's like word for word. Like if in Japanese it is the boat we take to go, well then that's how you translate it. The boat we take to go. Instead of in English you might say we go to take the boat. You know what I mean? That might be another kind of translation, which is more of a vernacular translation. I'm kind of making this up as I go along, but it's true. You can translate things. Sometimes the word order is different in languages. I know like in Spanish, you always say, camisa roja. You put the adjective after the noun. I forgot camisa is like shirt. It's like the red shirt or something like that. Or dress or whatever. La blusa roja. Rojo, whatever. Now I'm showing you how bad my Spanish is. So sometimes the word order is different. So you could say the shirt red, that's linearly translated. Or the red shirt, which is the way we see it in English. But an interpretation could be something entirely different. Like in one language you might say, like in German you might say, Du hast ein toter Vogel in die Tasche, which is you have a dead bird in your pocket. Which is the translation. But the interpretation is, you farted.